Now, one of the evenings of Igor's stay in the hotel, and he's having such a good time, after supper, the hotel man goes to Igor, "Igor, how about a nice glass of mashke?" "Oh yes, that's good. Give me a nice glass of mashke." And Igor drinks the nice glass of mashke. "Igor, would you like another glass of mashke?" "Well, if you insist, I take another glass of mashke." And Igor drinks another glass and a few glasses, maybe a few bottles, whatever it is. And Igor is feeling very good. Shh. And now, boys, the hotel man is ready for the main part of his plan. And this is what he does. Because Igor has had a delicious big meal and a lot of mashke. Shh. And the hotel man says, "Igor, this prisoner of yours, let me ask you something. Have you ever taken a prisoner before to the city of the king?" Igor says, "Well, yes, many times. I drive the wagon, usually the black wagon. Sometimes I drive a regular wagon. Depends on the prisoner. This is a prisoner in a black wagon. I drive the prisoner to the capital city. I give him over to the police. And that's my job. I get paid. That's it. That's what I do. I am responsible for the prisoner to give him to the police. Then I take my money, you know, I go home or I go somewhere else, I take the money, this is it." The hotel man says, "Igor, what would happen if you did not give the prisoner to the police?" "Meh, I don't give the prisoner to police. First of all, I don't get paid. Second of all, well, maybe first of all, I get in trouble. Where's the prisoner? Second of all, they don't pay me. I don't do my job." "Well, let me ask you another question, Igor. What would happen if the prisoner on the way, you know, you're driving through the forests, over the roads, it takes a few days, you go from one place to the other. What would happen if all of a sudden the prisoner would die? The prisoner would die. Would you give a dead prisoner to the police? If they have to hang the prisoner and chop off his head and he's already dead, so what does it pay to chop off his head if he's already dead? You understand what I just said?" Now, of course, Igor's head is a little bit tipsy from all the mashke. But the hotel man says again, "Igor, if the prisoner was dead, would it pay to chop off his head? Do you understand what I just said? What would happen if the prisoner would die on the way to the capital city? What would you do? Would you get in trouble for that? Is it your fault he died? All of a sudden, who knows? Something happened to him and he died. Is it your fault? Maybe he got sick? Or maybe, who knows, on the way you're going out of the wagon and you're going somewhere and a lion jumps out from a tree and that's it? Is it your fault?" Oh, Igor says, "This is the law. When a person dies, they must call the officer. This is the law. When the officer sees the person dead, they write a paper. So and so, he died. And then they put the stamp on it, and this is now official. It's not a fish. It's official. Means this is according to the law. It's a certificate. It's a certain kind of a paper that proves the person died. And it's signed by this officer. Every city has this officer. Every place has such an officer. And this is the law." So Igor says, "If I take the paper signed by such an officer that somebody died, and I go to the police by the capital city, and in front of the palace of the king, they're waiting for the prisoner. And the prisoner, he died. Well, I get out of my wagon and I tell them, 'I'm so sorry, the prisoner in the black wagon, he died on the way. Poor thing, he died already. So you don't have to put on the black suits with the swords. You don't have to do nothing. He's already dead. You have no work to do.' And then they say, 'Igor, you must give us the paper that shows that this really happened, signed by the officer. And Igor says, if I take the paper to show them, and they get the paper, and they read the paper, so-and-so, he died, signed the officer. Oh, too bad. Okay, Igor, here's your money for the job. Go home. That's all I have to do? Okay, Igor. Now, let me ask you now a very important question. Now, boys, this is the main part of the plan. So listen closely. The hotel man takes out from his pocket a bag of golden coins. And he says, Igor, you see what's in this bag over here? Igor says, ooh, golden coins. Igor, you like golden coins? Yes, I like very much golden coins. Igor, would you like to have golden coins? Me? Of course I would like to have golden coins. And Igor starts reaching for the bag, and the hotel man says, wait a minute, not so fast, Igor. Let's make a deal. After all, you and me are good friends. Now listen to this. What if this prisoner of yours would all of a sudden die on the way, and you would get a paper to show, when you get to the city of the king, you would get a paper to show that he died, but he's not dead, he's alive. Well, remember this bag of gold here, Igor. How would you like to have this bag of gold? And all we're going to do, instead of the prisoner to die, we're just going to give you the paper that he died. And you'll leave the prisoner here with me. It'll be a secret. You will not tell anybody. And you will get two things instead of the prisoner. You'll have the paper by the officer that shows he died, plus this bag of gold. Would you like that, Igor? And nobody will know anything, only you and me. If you don't tell, I won't tell. Oh, Igor says, you know, this is a good thing. You give me the gold, I don't tell nobody. Of course, you don't tell nobody either, right? But what about the paper? How you get such a paper if he doesn't die? Don't worry, Igor, leave it to me. You will have an official paper signed by an officer that will show that this prisoner died. And you will take this to the city of the king. And nobody will know anything that happened except you and me. And of course, you'll take for yourself the bag of gold. How about it, Igor? Okay, as long as you keep a secret. Yes, I keep a secret. You keep a secret? Yes, I keep a secret. Okay, now, I don't know if we can go on with the story, because otherwise you'll know also the secret. In fact, you already know the secret. How many boys are ready to keep the secret? Otherwise, somebody might get in trouble over here if a whole lunchroom of boys know the secret. Okay, so don't tell anybody the secret. And tomorrow, Mr. Shem, we can continue with the story. Now, the plan is beginning to work, but there's more of the plan that has to work, because the guard agrees to take an official paper. The guard agrees to take an official paper signed by the officer of the people that pass away to the police and the guards and the officers in the city of the king. But does the hotel man have that paper yet? He doesn't have that paper yet. He has to get that paper. And it has to be signed by the officer who's in charge. Well, this is what he did. The plan goes on. Part two of the plan. Shh. The hotel man goes now to the officer of the people that pass away. His name is Vladimir. What else would his name be? It's got to be either Igor, Boris, or Vladimir. Well, Igor, he's the guard. Boris, well, who's Boris? No Boris in this story. Vladimir is the officer of the papers that show a person passed away. And he lives near the hotel. Well, the hotel man goes around supper time. Now, he planned this on purpose. He did it with a certain chokhmah. He goes to Vladimir's house. right around supper time, before supper time. And over there, Vladimir is in his house, and the hotel man knocks on the door. Vladimir, Vladimir, we have an emergency in the hotel. Somebody passed away, and we need you to make the special paper and sign it that shows the person passed away. Somebody passed away in the hotel. And Vladimir says to the hotel man, I cannot come now. I am hungry. It is supper time. I come after supper time. Oh, no, Vladimir, I tell you what. I cooked an extra delicious supper in the hotel. Delicious, delicious chicken and meat. And good, we have good wine and mashke. And we have pickles and garlic and onions and kartoshke, potatoes and all kinds of good stuff. How about coming to eat in the hotel? And I'll give you a nice free supper, because after all, you're coming to the hotel to write your paper, and it takes a lot of course, energy. How would you like to do that, Vladimir? Now, Vladimir looks down on his plate to see what he has for supper. And he didn't exactly like what his wife had given him for supper. And then he thinks to himself of all the delicious food in the hotel that he gets for free with wine and mashke. So where do you think Vladimir wants to eat supper? At home or in the hotel?
In the hotel.
In the hotel. And Vladimir has a big smile on his face. Oh, you want to give Vladimir a free supper in the hotel? Yes, yes. Just bring the piece of paper, bring the pen, bring all the official stuff that you have to, you know, put on the paper, and I'll give you the supper first. But of course, I must see the dead man. Yes, of course, Vladimir, you'll see the dead man. That's why you're coming to the hotel, right? Oh yes, I almost forgot. I'm coming for the dead man. But before that, I have this supper. Okay, Mirtz Hashem, on Sunday, if it's quiet. Now, I really hope it'll be quiet much sooner so we can go on with the story. It's such a good story. It's a shame that we shouldn't, you know, hear more of it. But it's up to you, of course. I'm ready if you're ready. We will continue our story. Bez Hashem has to be quiet. Little Naphtali, young Naphtali threw the rock on the wagon. Now, Naphtali was an orphan. He had no parents. We will see this later on in the story, even though I didn't say what I found out. Maybe that's why he threw the rock on the wagon, because he didn't have parents to watch over him to see that he plays the way he should play. Because, you know, parents, they make sure you're behaving yourself and they help you to behave in the right way. Naphtali had no parents. It doesn't say who was taking care of him. Well, maybe that's why he threw the rock. He was taken after his trial to the capital city. And on the way, he stopped in the hotel, and the hotel man gave a bag of gold to the driver of the wagon. Did I ever tell you how many pieces of gold were in the bag? The hotel man had to make sure that Naphtali would not go with the guard, with the officer of the wagon. He had to make sure that the officer of the wagon would accept his bribe. And if he offers too little money, it's not going to be worth it for the officer to take the risk to make this Baba Maisa happen. So he had to make sure, and he's saving the life of a Yid. Is any money too much to save the life of a Yid? No. Well, to make sure there was enough money He put 500 pieces of gold into the bag. 500 pieces of gold. Okay, let's start. It's early. We could get a lot of story today. Vladimir, the officer, if somebody passes away, is on the way to the hotel. Vladimir is very hungry. Vladimir is very thirsty. Vladimir have his paper and pen, an official stamp. Vladimir would like to have a quiet supper, not with a lot of noise. Vladimir likes to eat in quiet, not a lot of noise. Let Vladimir eat. Shh. The hotel man sits Vladimir down by a nice table. And on the table is a candle and even a flower. Oh, he wants Vladimir to feel good. He serves Vladimir a big, nice piece of delicious bread. Does Vladimir wash for the bread? Vladimir does not wash for the bread. Oh, he eats the bread. Does Vladimir dip three times in the salted bread? Vladimir does not dip three times in the salt. He drips three times in the mashke. Vladimir has a whole bottle of mashke with his bread, dips the bread three times in the mashke, maybe four times, maybe even not dipping in the mashke, drinking the mashke. Then he gets a big piece from fishy. Of course, with a few pickles and onions. Oh, Vladimir has a good meal. Vladimir, would you like some wine? Oh, that sounds good. Here's a bottle of wine. Oh, one side of the fish is wine, the other side mashke. Vladimir drinks a little wine. Vladimir drinks a little mashke. Okay, Vladimir, he finished the fish. He finished a bottle of mashke, a bottle of wine. Vladimir, how about a nice piece of chicken with kugel? Oh, that sounds good. Not just a piece of chicken. How about a whole chicken? Okay, Vladimir, a whole chicken. And here's another bottle of wine, another bottle of mashke. Oh, Vladimir has a good time over there eating, drinking. Yes, I need a lot of energy to fill out the certificate from the dead man. And as Vladimir eats and drinks, of course, he's getting in a good mood. The mashke goes in. The wine goes in. Vladimir feels good. Shh. Okay. Now it's time that Vladimir finishes the meal. Vladimir, how about dessert? Dessert! Oh, another bottle of mashke is a good dessert. Okay. And Vladimir says, it's time to do my job because I'm getting very tired. I like to go home, go sleep. Okay, now the hotel man very quickly runs to the next room. Vladimir is trying to get up from the table. He keeps falling back in his chair. Then he gets up again. He falls back in his chair. Boy, did he eat a lot and drink a lot. He's looking for his pen, looking for his paper. He picks up his pen. It drops on the floor. He picks it up again, drops on the floor. Picks up the paper, drops on the floor. Vladimir gets up, drops on the floor. He's rolling around, the pen and the paper, and Vladimir on the floor. Finally, Vladimir, he gets together the pen with the paper, with the Vladimir, and is able to stand up. Okay, where is this dead man? Okay, the hotel man runs to the next room. Naftali, lay down on the bed. Shh. And the hotel man runs to the next room. Naftali, lay down and be very still. Because now comes Vladimir, the officer of the people who pass away. And of course, you have to keep very still And of course, you have to look like you passed away. And Naphtali is laying there very still, all covered up. Oh, where is this dead man? I must make the certificate. Over here in this room. Oh, let's see, where? Where's the room? Now he can't even find the room. You think he can find the person? He can hardly even walk. And he goes into the next room. Okay, where is this man? Over here. Okay, Naphtali's laying there, or lying there, however you say it. And, this is him, the dead man. What his name? Naphtali. Okay, I see. He's good and dead. I mean, that's it. And Vladimir writes as well as he can, being so shikker. In the hotel this night pass away this man Naphtali, and then he signs his name, Vladimir, officer of people who pass away, and then he puts the stamp on it, official. Okay, Vladimir, time to go home. Yes, I'm very, very tired. Please drive me home, because I wouldn't be able to walk home in this condition. Okay, the hotel man drives Vladimir home. And of course, now he has this certificate that shows Naphtali is gone from the world. Kinalak, the next morning, the officer of the black wagon has a big breakfast that the hotel man gives him. He packs up his things, plus his bag of gold, of course. How many pieces of gold were in that bag?
12.
Well, more than 12 pieces of gold. How many pieces of gold were in that bag?
500.
500 pieces of gold. What difference does it make? Well, you will see.
Shah!
Nice echo, isn't it? Let's do that again.
Shah!
People pay lots of money for echoes like that. We get it for free. Free echoes. Okay? We have such a nice resonance, whatever you call it. What's the word? Such a nice sound in this room. And of course we have sound effects like squeaky wheels on wagons and stuff like that. People pay money for sound effects. They say, Rabbi Bernstein, why don't you put sound effects on your tapes? I say, forget it. We have sound effects. We don't have to put on the tapes. They're there anyway. Squeaky wheels and all kinds of interesting sounds. Kids. Rabbi Bernstein, you put the sound effect of kids on your tapes. Yeah, yeah. It sounds just like there's kids in the room. Thank you. Okay. Kids eating salami sandwiches, pickles, rice, green beans, and mustard, and orange juice. It sounds just like that on your tapes. Yeah, exactly. How did you know? Yeah, it's a big studio with all kinds of sound effects. Live. We don't do it phony, we do it live. We bring hundreds of kids and real salami sandwiches and oranges. Real. The next morning, Igor, the officer of the black wagon, packs up his stuff. He takes his gold. He takes a few bottles of mashke, a few salami sandwiches for the road, the hotel man gives him. And in the black wagon, is Naphtali there?
No.
No, there's just the certificate that Naphtali never passed away. And this is what he's going to deliver to the city of the king. And the black wagon and Igor, the wagon driver, go down the road into the forest and bye-bye. Shh. Now the story continues. Wasn't that theatrical? Wasn't that dramatic? Even though you have no idea what I'm saying, at least it's quiet. Okay, shh. Now, Kinalach, Naphtali, of course, from the bottom of his heart, thanks the hotel man for saving his life, and of course, for doing so much to help him, shh. Even spending his money, so much money, At this point, Naphtali did not know exactly how much money. All he knows was that the hotel man bribed Igor, the officer, gave him money in order to save him. And now, what is it? Noisy. Too many sound effects today. Okay. Vladimir, the officer of certificates, goes to bed and sleeps a sweet sleep after drinking a few bottles of mashke and wine and eating a big meal. And the hotel man is very happy. He has an official certificate that Naphtali passed away in the hotel, and he gives the certificate to Igor, the officer of the black wagon. Igor takes his 500 pieces of gold, a few sandwiches that the hotel man made, and of course a few pickles and pieces of garlic and onions, and a few bottles of mashke for the road. Igor takes the 500 pieces of gold, the bag of gold, and his food and drink for the way, and the certificate instead of Naphtali sitting in the black wagon. What was sitting in the black wagon? Not Naphtali. What was in the wagon instead of Naphtali? No, not the bag of gold and not the mashke and not the sandwiches with the pickles and onions and garlic. What was in the wagon?
The paper.
What was in the wagon?
Igor!
No, he was driving the wagon. What was in the wagon? What was in the wagon?
The paper.
Okay, the paper. The certificate. The official certificate. You mean there was a fish on a paper? No, that's not official. That's a fish. Okay, official certificate. Shh. Okay. Igor goes to the city of the king. The police and the officers are waiting for the prisoner to come. He gives them the certificate. And of course, they have to believe that the prisoner passed away, because that's what the certificate says. It's official, signed by the officer. And they say, oh well, we can't execute him because he's dead already. How can we execute him if he's already dead? And of course they go home. Okay, now we go on with the story. Little Naphtali, boys, little Naphtali is now in the hotel. Of course he's alive. He never passed away. The whole thing was only a trick to save Naphtali's life. Where is Naphtali going to go now? Shh. The hotel man says, Naphtali, I'll send you home now. Where do you live? Where are your parents? I don't have any parents. I really don't have, you know, a place to live, because I wasn't living with my parents. I was living with other people. I don't know if they really want me to come back. Well, Naphtali, you could stay with us. We'll take care of you just like our own son. Would you like to stay here in the hotel? Well, that would be nice. Little Naphtali stayed with the family, the hotel man and the hotel, who treated him like their own son. And boys, he grew older, and years went by, until the next part of the story is when Naphtali is a big boy, old enough to be a chassan. Now, if he's old enough to be a chassan, what do you think the hotel man would like to find for Naphtali if he's old enough to be a chassan? I see a boy with his hand up, and I think that he knows the word that we want. What does he want to find for Naphtali if Naphtali is old enough to be a chassan?
A kala.
A kala, that's right. He didn't say a challah, because, you know, that's every Shabbos. You don't have to be old enough to be a chosn to have a challah. But to have a challah, you have to be old enough to be a chosn.